Hello and welcome to the Diva Home and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas of the 50 Plus Home Team, and I help people to not only procure a home investment, but also maintain and keep it. Furthermore, we help people to gracefully age in place, downsize, or right size into the perfect home. I want to invite you to go ahead and subscribe to this channel and also hit that notification bell so that you can receive a notification whenever we upload another episode. We want to welcome you to the family. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. I'm Brenda Douglas, your senior and agent in place agent here in Prince George's County, Maryland. And today I have an insightful episode for you. We'll be discussing the 10 signs that indicate that it might be time to downsize your home. Now, downsizing is the process of moving into a smaller, more manageable living space. It's when you trade in your present house for a smaller, less expensive, and yet more manageable home. Downsizing is a great way for you to make your money go further. It helps you to go after your dreams. It helps you to save money, and it helps you to live a simpler life. Now listen, only you can decide when the time is right to downsize your home. But here are some signs that might indicate that it is time for you to downsize your home. Sign number one, empty nest syndrome, which is feelings of loneliness or loss during a transitional period in life, right? It stems from children leaving the metaphorical nest, right? And that's where the phrase empty nest syndrome comes from, right? They leave the nest in order to further their education or to mature, move out, and to move on with their life. Well, that situation causes psychological distress. If your children have moved out, the large rooms or the empty rooms can leave you feeling distressed, right? So when you are feeling that way, you're walking past the room, you're seeing the room empty or where your child used to be, and it hurts you deeply, and I've been there. So it is real. Emptiness syndrome is a real thing, even though it's not clinically, validated or verified. It is definitely a real thing, right? So if you're walking past the bedrooms and they're empty and you're feeling lost, you're feeling like you have a loss of purpose. Oh gosh, it's a horrible feeling. I remember I breaking down crying when my son left. Like, we rushed to the airport. We were so excited. I was excited about his new chapter. Got back to the house and it was dead quiet. And I just sat there and sobbed for hours. Like, what am I going to do? Is my life over? Like, I'm telling you, emptiness syndrome is a real, real thing. So if you are feeling like the home, it feels empty, or if it feels like it's bothering you to even see the empty room where they used to be, I'm telling you, emptiness syndrome is a real thing. It might be time to downsize your home. Downsizing your home or switching up your living situation could be a way to fill the void of an empty nest and also soothe those feelings of loneliness, of a loss of purpose. And just, you know, the emptiness, the empty room, you don't have to look at the empty room anymore, right? So downsizing can be a great way to help during those transitional periods in life. Another sign that it is time to downsize include financial stress. When we get older and we retire, our income changes and we we retire with a fixed income, right? And yet at the same time, the bills don't adjust, right? So if you are stressing, if you find yourself stressing over finances and it's overwhelmed, the bills are mounting up, but yet the income is not coming in. Because the other thing is, when you retire and you're on a fixed income, if you are to get a part-time job, it will affect your benefits, right? So if the financial stress is too much, the maintenance costs, you on a tight budget because, again, you have a fixed income and it is causing you, again, overwhelming stress. Don't let those bills take you out, guys. Don't do it. A simple solution could be to sell the home that you have and then use the proceeds to get something smaller. Right? Smaller homes usually come with the lower mortgage. It comes with lower property tax. Your utility bills will decrease. And then also, it will decrease in maintenance, especially if you get, for example, a condo or a townhome as opposed to a single family home, right? So there are ways that you can downsize. The other way you can downsize, is in terms of size of a home, is from a single family home with multiple levels to downsize into one level home, or even two level, three level to two level, right? Because again, it will reduce your utility costs and alleviate some of that financial stress. Sign number three is you have a lot of unused space and you have an empty bedroom. Now, let me just say that you can rent those rooms out. You can rent the basement out. You can rent out those spaces to make or generate extra income, right? To supplement your income. That is very, very possible to put cash in your pocket, right? Without having to move if that is your choice. You can also convert unused space into something that works for you. For example, there are people who will take a child's bedroom and convert it into a fitness center or some type of movie theater or some type of office, right? So there are things that you can do with unused space or with an empty room. However, the other thing you can do for rooms that are barely used, that are collecting dust and just clutter, what you can do is you can downsize, right? Don't let the room just be a collecting site. Go ahead and get rid of those things. Either sell them, donate them, or sell them, donate them, or what is the other thing? Sell them or trash them. The point is, don't use the room as a trash or dump or catch-all room, I guess, if you will. You can that could be a sign. If you have a lot of those rooms, that could be a sign, because some people have more than one child, right? So that could be a sign that it is time to downsize when you have too many rooms, to know what to do with them. All right, so overwhelming maintenance. The bigger the house, the more the maintenance, right? So the bigger the house, the bigger the yard. The bigger the house, the bigger the square footage of the home to clean the home, right? So if you are struggling to keep the home clean because it is so large, and or maybe you just don't want to clean a big house anymore, right? You don't want to be responsible for that, right? Well, downsizing could be a great solution for that, right? Get a home that's not as big, right? Doesn't have as much square foot for you to clean and maintain. And that includes the yard, guys. There are some homes that do not have single family homes that do not have large yards, right? Or you can go with the townhome or the condo if that's your choice. But the thing I have to say about a condo and a townhome is that you still have the association fees that are mandatory. The association fees are just as mandatory as the mortgage, right? So if you choose to downsize to a townhome or a condo, you want to make sure that the total, meaning your mortgage and everything you owe per month, including the HOA, does not cost more or is about as much as the single family without an HOA, right? Because your HOA and condo fees are just as mandatory, I should say, as the mortgage, right? So if you were to choose to downsize to a condo or a townhome, again, you just want to make sure that it doesn't add up to as much as a single family without an HOA, right? The goal is to save money. The goal is to lower your expenses. But again, if you feel that, you know, it's too much maintenance that for you to handle or that you want, like you can't even enjoy your life because it's, especially in the summertime, you're having to cut the grass every week or every 2 weeks, right? The grass doesn't stop growing except in the wintertime when it's cooler, right? But for the most part, if you find yourself spending a lot of time on maintenance and not and less time enjoying your life, that could be a red flag, right? Again, if you feel that the maintenance of this home is too much or if it's more than you want to deal with, then downsizing could be a solution for you. Sign number five is a change in lifestyle. When your daily needs or your preferences change, so should your living space. You should consider possibly aging in place modifications. And I've actually done some videos about that, ways that you can modify your home to safely age in place. I've done videos about that on my YouTube channel. So go on over to 50 Plus Home Team, subscribe and connect with me there. If you're looking for ways that you can modify your home, I will be doing some on the podcast as well to help you with that. But in the meantime, go on over to the 50 Plus Home Team YouTube channel. So when your needs change, it may be time to downsize. If you're having problems with your knees or your backs, you know, as we get older, things change out or sometimes things can happen that cause change where we're required to be in a wheelchair, right? We're required to use a cane. We're required to have surgery on our knees and our backs, unfortunately, right? And so in those instances, it's better to not have so many stairs to go up and down on a daily basis. Some of you have homes where you have to go upstairs in order to get into the home, right? Then when you're in the home, you have to go up the stairs some more to get to the bedroom, right? And then there are other people, the modern day homes, you go in on the basement level, right? You go in on the basement level, then you have to walk upstairs to the kitchen. Then you have to walk upstairs again to get to the bathroom, right? So for some people, stairs are too problematic for the knees and the back, right? And so in that instance, it is best for you to downsize into a home that does not have as many stairs. It is possible to find a home that has no stairs to enter, a home that has all on one level, and it is possible to find a home that has fewer stairs, right? There's some homes that have two levels, but you may have to go up only five stairs, like so less stairs than what you have, right? So the point is that it is possible to downsize so that you can be comfortable and enjoy your new necessities or living space. Sign number six is you are never home. You are always on the go. You're traveling for business. Some of you are military, so you have to move every 3 years. You are just never home to enjoy the house. And what is the point of having a big, beautiful home if you're not in it to enjoy it, right? You are never home to enjoy it. So it could be an option for you to reconsider whether it makes more sense to downsize or to locate to someplace more convenient to where you're traveling. Sign number seven, your housing expenses are greater than 30%. Downsizing is not just about making a lifestyle change. You may need to make a financial change, especially when retirement means being on a fixed income. Financial experts recommend that you spend no more than 30% on housing costs each month. Any household that spends more than 30% of their income on housing is considered financially burdened. And listen, also, we need to think about the fact that expenses such as food and even medication increase every year, right? the cost of housing burdens goes up as expenses rise, right? And then your income can go down during retirement. And again, you're on a fixed income. If you are putting more than 30% of your monthly budget into housing, it's a perfect time to think about downsizing. Downsizing into a smaller home will decrease your mortgage, your monthly mortgage payment, as well as your monthly expenses. And right now, guys, it is a seller's market in Prince George's County, Maryland, meaning that there are more buyers out there than there are homes for sale, than there is inventory. So, with that being said, you can potentially get more for your home because their buyers are competing since the inventory is so low. So again, downsizing can be a great advantage to you right now in this current market. Number eight, you want to make an environmental impact. When you are living in a larger space, it often means that you have higher energy consumption. But downsizing to a smaller home will not only help you to save money, but it will also help you to reduce your environmental impact and help you to consume less resources and produce less waste. Sign number nine, you have a desire for adventure. If you have ever dreamt of living in an RV and traveling the world, or perhaps living in a tiny home on wheels so that you can travel and go different places and have new experiences, downsize can offer you the freedom to pursue those dreams. In fact, you can use the proceeds from the sale of the house in order to finance that journey. So if you are ready for a life of adventure, again, downsizing can be the catalyst for that adventure. Number 10, you want more amenities. You want a community swimming pool, or at least a swimming pool, right? Because you don't have one in your backyard, you would love a community that has the swimming pool, has the fitness center. Some of these assisted living facilities have some wonderful, wonderful amenities. Some of them have an indoor swimming pool. Some of them have an indoor movie theater, right? Some of these places have some great amenities, right? So if you're not able to put those things or have those things in your backyard, downsizing could be an opportunity for you to connect with people and enjoy those amenities. Another sign is that you are tired of the stuff. Like you feel so overwhelmed by the amount of things that you have. Downsizing can be a clear solution for you that. Downsizing can help you to not only declutter your space, but also declutter your mind and live a simpler, calmer, and more peaceful life. Recognizing these signs is the first step towards a simpler life and more fulfilling life, right? Downsizing isn't just about reducing your possessions, it's all about creating space for what truly matters. Thanks a lot, guys. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us on Diva Home and Lifestyle. We hope that you found these signs to be helpful. And if you're considering downsizing, we wish you the best on your journey to a more streamlined and joyful life. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can receive a notification whenever I upload another episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode.